Megan Mitten, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So in terms of this Thursday's healthcare consultations that are happening in Sackville, virtually anyway, what do you expect you will be hearing as those unroll?
Well, I think because this consultation, we've been waiting for it for a while, and it's going to be happening virtually, which is kind of, you know, not what we thought would be happening initially. I think it's a little hard to know exactly what to expect. The process, frankly, at this point is still a little bit vague, but I'm confident that what I will hear is a lot of people from our communities showing up online to talk about how essential the services that the Sackville Memorial Hospital provides are to our communities. So I'm confident that that's part of what I'll hear on Thursday night.
Now, the province released a discussion paper of sorts in January talking about healthcare reform and asking people a lot of questions about healthcare. Did you have specific thoughts, you know, on that discussion paper? What did you take away from that?
Well, I think that there are some hints in there about where the government does plan to go with healthcare reforms either way. And I think this is one of the concerns that I've heard from a lot of people, is that they're worried that the consultations are just going to be a show, and that the government is already kind of set with what they'd like to do. I hope that that's not the case, but it is a concern. I am encouraging people to show up on Thursday to make their voices heard. I'm going to be tuning in absolutely and listening to what everyone has to say, and then I'll be able to go to the legislature and use that to help continue to advocate for what is needed in our communities. And this is why local decision-making is so important. The people who live in our communities need to be, their voices need to be prioritized in terms of the decision-making. And so I'm planning to listen in to do that. I'm hoping that the government will actually listen to what is needed and to some of the solutions that can come to make sure that we maintain our services, but also that there are improvements, because there are things that we can do better and that we need in our rural communities, and things that go across the province. And unfortunately, these things are often dealt with in silos. Issues around long-term care are dealt with separately from healthcare when there's obviously clear links. Not enough of a focus on the recruitment and retention or on preventative healthcare ends up being a real issue in our healthcare system, but they often get left behind in healthcare discussions. So I'm really, you know, there is a chance for us to really have improvements to our healthcare system. I guess we have yet to see how this process is going to go and if our community members are going to be listened to.
All right. We had Deputy Mayor Ron Aiken on the show yesterday, and he mentioned that, you know, one of the things he sees is like a focus on delivering care via the internet or via video chat, that sort of thing, is great. And I think innovation of delivery is mentioned in the province's discussion paper. But one of the things he pointed out was, well, of course, that means that you also need to have really good internet infrastructure in your province.
Mm-hmm.
The complexities, like as you said, they layer up, and things like, you know, preventative things, I guess, you know, there's other policies outside of healthcare that sort of feed into that, like even transportation policy and things like that.
Absolutely. Transportation policy, and especially impacting rural areas, you know, what's happening with poverty. I think internet is a great example, and how there are opportunities to make healthcare more accessible through that if you have an internet connection. But even the consultations being via Zoom, there are people who may not know about them or may not be able to participate, because of that barrier. And so how do we make sure that healthcare is accessible where people need it, when people need it?
And I asked Deputy Mayor this question. Is this, you know, obviously the hospital closures is sort of top of mind, and people are still sort of smarting from, not closure, I should say, sorry, the ER cuts that
Service
were proposed.
Cuts, yeah.
Yes, I think it gets shorthanded to closures of hospitals, but that, of course, was not what was proposed. But the service cuts that were proposed last year are still sort of top of mind to people here. Deputy Mayor Ron Akin says, you know, as far as he's concerned, the government has made clear that they're not planning to do that specifically. What other, you know, should focusing on hospital services be what people look at? Should focusing on, I don't know, access to family doctors be something people look into? What do you think, where do you think people should be focusing their energy, I guess?
The thing with complex problems and complex issues is that that all often means there's a complex solution and not just one solution, it's solutions. And so when we're talking about our hospitals, part of what we're talking about is, you know, emergency care, acute care. And that is really important. When you have been in a car accident or had a heart attack or have something urgent happening, you need that type of service to be available. And you need an ambulance to be close, and you need an ER to be close. But then there are things like preventative care, primary care, other types of care, and again, those issues around transportation, around poverty, around nutrition, that feed into ensuring that we have a lower, we don't have as many chronic illnesses that people are having to deal with because of these, you know, public health factors that end up impacting people on an individual level. And if we don't take that into account, then we'll continue to have people suffering the consequences with their health, and because we aren't taking measures at a societal level that will support people at a public health level. And you know, we saw recently New Brunswick's life expectancy is going down. That should not be the case. That is a shame. And we need to focus on how to make improvements. And again, improvements within the healthcare, but the healthcare can't be treated, that system can't be treated as separate from every other system. I also think that mental health care gets left out of the conversation. And so, again, there's a component of that that is in the hospitals. We saw what happened with there was the 16-year-old girl, Lexi, who went to an ER and was turned away basically after waiting and ended up dying. And so we need ER services and mental health services that are for crises. But then we also need that long-term mental health care. And that continues to be underfunded and undervalued when we know that it's a huge factor in people's health. And so, you know, there's the short-term and the acute, and then there's the long-term. And I think we need to make sure we're always keeping those both in mind.
All right, Megan. One last question. Any advice for Sackville residents who are thinking about participating on Thursday?
I guess my main advice would be to sign up online and to participate, to show up and to speak up. Again, we don't really know what the process is going to look like. The government did release their discussion paper, so you can take a look at that in advance. But I think the main thing is to show up and to make your voices heard about what you need and what is valuable in our communities, because that's really important. And I'm going to be absolutely listening to hear what people have to say. And then I can go to the legislature and make a statement about what I heard that we need in our community.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Megan. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Erica.